Praise the Lord indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and had a wonderful day. Praise the Lord. Looking forward to our service tonight. Glad to see each and every one of you. All our visitors, welcome, welcome. Make yourself at home. And we're just going to go ahead and open up with prayer. So I ask everybody to stand that can. We're going to go ahead and just open up with service with our prayer this evening. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the, or this evening, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together, may we be in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, may we just worship and praise you. Dear Lord, we just want to lift you up. Dear Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, dear Lord, for the provisions you've given each and every one of us, dear Lord, and for the opportunity again that we have just to gather in your house. Dear Lord, you see now the hands that were raised. You know the depths of our hearts, dear Lord. Those that are watching on the live feed, dear Lord, you know each and every one of their situations. Dear Lord, may we just lift each and every prayer request up to you now, dear Lord, for those that have lost a loved one, those that are going through whatever procedure, whatever situation that they're going through in life. Lord, we're placing it in your mighty hands because you are our God, you are our Lord. And dear Lord, we just praise you. Dear Lord, we thank you again for each and everyone here tonight, dear Lord. And as we turn our attention completely on you, dear Lord, may we set aside everything that gets in the way, dear Lord, and just be directed to your word, to your message. And dear Lord, we ask that you'll accept our songs and instruments played and every hand that's raised, dear Lord, just to be praised to you. And dear Lord, we ask now that you'll just bless our pastor and his family. Lord, all the ministries that are going forth, you've blessed us so much. And dear Lord, we just honor and praise you. In Jesus' name, and we all say,
amen,
amen, amen. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, turn to page 390. There's power in the blood. They'll put it up on the screen here, too, to help you. Praise the Lord. Power in the blood.
Thank you.
Praise His holy name. You may be seated if you can. Oh, we're just going to get ready and take up some even offering. And then got a couple of special announcements. I just want to say something and just an excitement. That's what we were able to witness today in service this morning. And in anticipation that we have it for service tonight. God's a mighty God. And He's moving. Don't let anybody tell you He's not. There's that revival spirit in the air. There's that situation. And it starts within. I want each of you to know that it starts within you. Let's don't say, I wish the pastor knew this or that somebody else would do that. Let's say, I'll do it for the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. A couple of quick announcements. Don't forget, men, on October 17th, we're going over to Alabama for a day of fellowship and a good time. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. If you haven't signed, please sign up. And all the information we'll get to you as far as directions. We're going to meet here that Saturday morning around 9 a.m. And the ones that need a ride will carpool or they'll keep from taking a bunch of vehicles. We'll just have, like I said, let the fellowship just go all day long. And also, don't forget about our nursery. And if anybody would like to volunteer for the nursery, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. We'd love to have each and every one of you. Other ministries, our Overcomers Outreach and Food Closet. And the Food Closet is in need if anybody would like to donate monetarily for the perishables or in canned goods. So just praise the Lord. Praise God. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering, please?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. A special song. I heard it being practiced a little bit when we came in. And then asked Miss Jennifer and Brother Keith to do a song for us. So, turn the floor.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Got any happy folks here tonight? Amen. Aren't you happy? Glory to God. God's people ought to be the happiest folks in the world. We need your prayers on this one. Amen. Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall, all those lonely roads that I have traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground,
when the friends I had were nowhere to be found. Couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been, where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. For this man who needs amazing kind of grace, for forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay. I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. There was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been, where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. On the mountain, in the valley, in the shadows of the alley,
there was Jesus.
In the fire and in the flood,
there was Jesus.
Always is and always was. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. There was Jesus.
There was Jesus. There was Jesus.
Worship with us.
Check.
Ten lepers stepped out, cried, have pity on us. He gave sight to Barnabas. There in the dust, a woman came to the well with a bucket, you know, but she left with a river in her soul. When heartache and pain are all around you, troubled waters of life, well, they almost drown you. Then just reach up to that reaching down hand, 'cause Jesus is a miracle man, and he'll give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle, because Jesus is a miracle man. When heartache and pain miracle man, and he'll give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle, because Jesus is a miracle man. He gave sight to the blind, he turned water to wine, all at his command. He gave life to the ruler's daughter, he allowed Peter to walk on the water. Jesus is a miracle man, and he'll give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle, because Jesus is a miracle man. He gave sight to the blind, he turned water to wine, all at his command. He gave life to the ruler's daughter, he allowed Peter to walk on the water. Jesus is a miracle man, and he'll give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle, because Jesus is a miracle man. Because Jesus is a miracle man. Because Jesus is a miracle man.
I don't know if you really heard what that said. This is, Jesus is a miracle man. Give me one more verse of that. Amen. Come on. If you've ever been touched by a miracle, you ever had the Lord come on the scene for you, then you can identify with this song. Amen. I'm so thankful that we serve a miracle Savior. Amen. Sing it again.
When heartache and pain are all around you, troubled waters of life, well, they almost drown you, then just reach up to that reaching down hand, 'cause Jesus is a miracle man, and he'll
give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle, because Jesus is a miracle man.
He gave sight to the blind, he turned water to wine, all at his command. He gave life to the ruler's daughter, he allowed Peter to walk on the water. Jesus is a miracle man, and he'll
give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus
will give a miracle, because Jesus
is a miracle man.
Because Jesus
is a miracle
man. Because Jesus is a miracle man.
Praise God, praise God. Glory to God. You may be seated. Good to see each and every one of you. We're so thankful that you come out to worship the Lord with us tonight. We have a very special treat. Wonderful friend and brother of ours, Brother Jeff Moore, is going to be bringing the word and hopefully singing too. I love his singing, and I maybe just be led by the Lord. So, Brother Jeff, come take your liberty in the Lord. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise, and let's pray for Brother Jeff. God, use him in a mighty way.
You love the Lord tonight? Shout amen.
Amen.
No, if you really love him, shout amen.
Amen.
Has God been good to anybody? About half of you raised your hands. I said, has God been good to anybody?
Hallelujah.
Because I can promise you, he's a good God. His mercies are new every morning. Amen. I want to say, first of all, thanks to Pastor for allow me to preach tonight. I always take it serious. Amen. Stand behind the pulpit. And I appreciate him. Let me say that up front. I know that Sometimes I go to other churches and preach and sing and different things like that. But when I'm here, I appreciate him and his family and the ministry of this church. Amen. And I appreciate his stand and his preaching. Amen. And I just thank God for him. Can you give amen them a God bless you tonight? Amen. I've sensed the presence of the Lord all week, really.
Praise the Lord.
Get more early mornings riding to Atlanta. I just get a song on my mind and get to singing it, and the presence of the Lord fill the cab of that truck. And you know, you pray and you seek God, you want to know what God wants you to say. Because every time we come together, I believe God has a word for us. And I, you know, as a if you're a preacher, you know what I'm about to say, that you're praying and maybe, you know, during the day you have one thought. Maybe the next day at another time, you know, you have another thought. Well, yeah, maybe that sounds good. But I know Friday morning when the Lord spoke to me and gave me the message for tonight. And I want to speak to people that's worried about, God, do you know where I'm at? Do you know what I'm going through? Because I tell you tonight, God has a plan. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling somebody tonight, God has a plan. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God hasn't forgot about you. You may have friends or even family that turn their back on you, but I promise you, God has a plan for your situation. All we have to do is hold on and keep the faith until it comes to pass. Can you shout amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Can you help me say, we'll do that. What key is it?
D.
Somebody help me. Test, check, 1, 2. Give me a little more. Get one of these, they're hotter. Too hot to touch? Or, oh, okay. The white one. Test, check. There you go. So many times I've questioned certain circumstances, things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision, and my frustration, it gets so out of hand. Oh, but it's then I am reminded, oh, I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. And when I think of all my victories, oh, the Spirit rises up in me, and it's true. The fire, my weakness is made strong. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered no victories without fighting, but he said help would always come. Remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, yes He will, and He will take you through the fire again. That the cross would not get heavy.
He will take you through the fire again. Oh, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, and He will take you through the fire again. Oh, yes, He will again. If you believe that, give Him praise tonight. Shout amen.
Amen.
How many believes He'll take you through the fire? He won't let you go by yourself. Can I tell you, He's still in the fire. Hallelujah. He won't let you go by yourself. He'll go with you through the fire. Can somebody shout amen? You may be seated in the house of the Lord. God bless you. Take your Bibles tonight, or your phone, or your iPad, or whatever you got. We're going to go to a very familiar scripture tonight that probably most of you have it on a plaque somewhere, or you know it by heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to talk to people tonight that maybe at some point in the last few years, God has given you a promise. Maybe somebody, the pastor, man of God, woman of God, prophesied over you, and that promise is still hanging there, but it hasn't come to pass. God has a plan. Hallelujah. If you're watching this live on whatever we're live on, hallelujah, God has a plan. Do I need to preach with this one or keep this one? I'm fine, thank you. This is louder anyway. I pastored for 24 years, but I'm an old evangelist. I usually tell them, turn it down in the house and wide open in the monitors. Amen. Look with me in Jeremiah chapter 29. Very familiar scripture. If you'll stand for the reading of God's Word. And I want to talk to you for a few minutes tonight and preach for a few minutes on that thought. God has a plan. I want you to look at your neighbor. Don't high five them, nothing like that. Just look at them and say, God has a plan.
Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God. Jeremiah chapter 29, like I say, probably one of the most quoted scriptures in the Bible. You see it on plaques and picture frames. But listen to it. In the King James Version first, God said, "For I know the thoughts," Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you," saith the Lord. Can I tell you tonight, God is thinking about you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, as I began to study and prepare for this, I found out that the word thoughts has several other synonyms. And one of the synonyms is plan. So, I went to the NIV version, and I want to show you what it says. It says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord." Now, thoughts and plans mean the same thing. Plans to prosper you. And let me stop and tell you that every time you see the word prosper, it doesn't necessarily mean money. God may keep your refrigerator going and you don't have to spend $1,000 to replace it. God may keep you out of a bad car accident. Hallelujah. He said plans to prosper you and not to harm you. See, the enemy is the one that wants to harm you. He said, plans to give you a hope and a future. God's got a plan. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, for a few moments tonight, would you help me? I've asked you to. I know others have prayed. And God, I sense in my spirit tonight, whether you're speaking to one or 100, God, you're wanting somebody to hear this. God has a plan. And I pray tonight, God, anoint your word. Let us only speak what you would have us to speak, nothing more and nothing less. God, help us to receive from the Spirit of God tonight, and we'll thank you and praise you for it, for it's in the name of Jesus we ask it, amen and amen. Will you be seated? Would you give the Lord one more praise? Oh, clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. As I begin to study that word thoughts, when I begin to read, for I have know the thoughts that I have for you, it hit me in my spirit that God is thinking about me. Now I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody, but you know how many people are on the earth? 303 billion, I don't know how many, but yet God is thinking about you and me. And I began to study that, and I found out that that word thoughts has several synonyms, and here they are. Plan. In other words, God says, I know the plan I have for you. Number two, design. God is telling us, I know the design that I have to bring you where I need to bring you. Another one would be intention. In other words, God says, it's not flippant what I'm doing. It's intentional what you're going through and what you're facing, because I've got a plan for you. Another one would be attention. And God is saying, I know the attention that I have towards you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, your spouse can love you. They can show you all kind of attention. But I've come to tell you, there ain't no attention like the attention you get from the Heavenly Father. Can you shout amen? Somebody ought to say praise the Lord. And tonight I'm preaching to people, you need to hear that God has a plan. You need to hear that God knows what He's doing. I'm talking to people tonight that you may have lost hope. I'm preaching to somebody tonight, you may have almost given up. I'm preaching to somebody tonight, you say, I went to the altar for prayer. Well, that last time, I'm giving up. I have held on to the promise, but I haven't seen nothing. Well, this little preacher's come by to tell you tonight that God's got a plan. Don't you give up now. God is working it out. Don't you stop praying now. God is going to bring you through. Hallelujah. Don't pray. Pray one more time. Worship one more time. Read one more time. God has a plan. Can you give Him praise? I'm telling you, God, listen, God is not in heaven. I know we get nervous and we get all upset. We take our blood pressure medicine. We take medicine to calm down. We take medicine to sleep. But I'm telling you, you might be worried tonight, but God is not sitting in heaven panicking about what He's going to do. He's not sitting in heaven tonight biting his nails thinking, oh, what in the world? Which way am I going to go? He's not sitting in a rocking chair rubbing his fingers through his hair worried about what's going to happen. I've come to tell you, He knows exactly what He's going to do. He knows exactly at the time you need it. And I'm telling you tonight, God has a plan. Don't you give up now. Don't you stop praying now. Don't you throw in the towel now. God's got a plan and He's going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. God's got a plan. You know, when you talk about God's plan, I'm preaching to people tonight, maybe you're down to your last dollar. Can I tell you, God's got a plan. I'm preaching to people tonight that maybe, hey man, you got bad news from the doctor in the last few weeks. I'm telling you, God has a plan. I'm preaching to some people tonight. You've lost sleep over a son or a daughter. You've lost sleep over a job. You know, you wake up in the middle of night worrying. I've come to tell you, God has a plan. Hallelujah. I know sometimes we worry and sometimes we wonder, how is God going to do this? But I tell you, that's why He's God. He has the power to work a miracle. He has the power to bring it to pass. When we don't see it, He does. When we can't do it, He can. God's got a plan to work it out for you. Hallelujah. There's nothing God can't do. Some of you tonight say, I've been to the altar 5 times in the last 2 weeks. I need a miracle. I'm telling you, don't you give up. God's got a plan. Hallelujah. And when we are at our most fearful, when we are at our lowest point, when we feel like giving up, hallelujah, I hear the echoes from heaven saying, child, don't give up. You're on the verge of a miracle. You're on the verge of seeing the hand of God move. Some of you have been praying for a lost child that's addicted to drugs or addicted to alcohol. I'm telling you, God's dealing with them. God's got a plan. You may not see it, but in the midnight hour when you prayed, the Holy Ghost is going to them and moving in their spirit. Don't give up. God has got a plan. Well, somebody ought to praise Him in the house. You say, how in the world? I don't see how God can do it. We never do see how God can do it. Because that's why He said, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. But I want to interview a few people tonight, if you would allow me to for just a minute. Because when I think about God's plan, when I think about how God works, and you know, every time I've needed God to do something, He never done it like I thought He ought to. Huh? I mean, I had it all figured out. All right, God, you're going to do this. And then you're going to move this over here. And then you're going to work this down here. And when God started to do it, and when He got finished, He went the opposite way of where I thought He was going to go. Hey, I've come to tell somebody, quit trying to figure God out. You'll never figure Him out. All you got to do is just trust Him. All you got to do is put your faith. Quit trying to figure Him out. He's God. Hallelujah. There is none other like Him. Stop trying to figure it out. Amen. My mind went as I was praying to Exodus chapter 2. And when I look at God's Word, I see how God had a plan from Genesis to Revelation. How God always is thinking and working. And what's the song say? You're working when I don't know it, when I don't feel it, when I can't see it. God, You're still working. Can I tell you tonight, you can be still and God be working. Maybe sometimes you're moving too much. You're worried too much. You're trying to do it yourself. Give up. Look at your neighbor and say, give up and let God. My God, quit trying to figure it out. Just let God do it. So I looked at Exodus chapter 2. And in that story, there was a little baby born by the name of Moses. And as I reread that story that I've read many times, the Bible said that Pharaoh had told everyone, if you have a baby boy, you throw it in the river. That spirit's still around today. Come on, somebody. That's a spirit, and it's still here today. Except for we call it abortion. Oh, hallelujah. Pharaoh said, if you have a baby boy, throw it in the river. If you have a girl, save it alive. And the Bible said that a man from Levi took a daughter of the Levites and conceived and had a baby boy. And when she looked at this little baby, she knew that the Bible said called him a goodly child. In other words, there was something about him that made that woman say, there's something special about this baby. And I know what Pharaoh says. And the Bible said she hid him for 3 months. Now, can you imagine the edict from Pharaoh coming down? Throw the baby in the river. Can you even imagine that? But the Bible said she hid him for 3 months. And when she couldn't hide him no more, oh, hallelujah, the Bible said that she got the idea. She made a little basket. She put some slime and pitch on the bottom. And the Bible said she went and placed it in the reeds of the river. And the Bible said that his sister was standing afar off and watching what was going on to see what would happen with the baby. And the Bible said, Pharaoh's daughter. Let me tell you, you don't know who God's going to use. Don't you count nobody out, because there's no telling who God will use to work His plan in your life. Hallelujah. You may say, well, I don't like so-and-so, and they ain't never treated me just... Come on, somebody. But you better watch out. That might be who God wants to use to work His plan in your life. Oh, somebody help me. Oh, man, I could preach right there a while, but I got to hurry up. And the Bible said Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river. And all of a sudden she looked over. She saw this basket and she got down and looked at it, opened it up. And the Bible said that little Moses was crying. And she had compassion on him. Folks, let me tell you something. Let me go back to that point. God can use the people that have hurt you the most and put compassion in their heart and use... I don't know why I'm saying this tonight, but I'm telling you, don't you fall short with God. You let God use who He wants to use. Come on. It ain't always going to be a prophet to lay his hand on you and say, thus saith the Lord. It ain't always going to be a preacher. Come on, somebody. My Lord, I learned a long time ago. Hallelujah. Quit trying to tell God how to do it. As a matter of fact, here's what I've come to learn. He's the El Presidente. I didn't hire him, and I can't fire him. Hallelujah. He's God. So you might as well so let him be God. So she goes down, sees the little baby, and her maidens are standing there by the river. And the first one said this to Pharaoh's daughter. Said, do you want me, or the sister, said, do you want me to go find somebody to take care of him? Now you got to get this in your spirit. Pharaoh had said, throw all the male babies in the river. The mother takes a baby. Says, I don't know what to do, but God, I'm trusting you with this. And she does all she knows to do. She puts him in the basket, covers him up. And now Pharaoh's daughter comes down, sees the baby, and his sister says, hey, Pharaoh's daughter, you want me to go find somebody to take care of him and to raise him? She said, yeah, go find somebody. You know who she goes and finds? Moses' mother. You tell me God ain't in that? You tell me that happened by... Hey! You tell me that happened by chance? No. God's got a plan. Hallelujah. God's going to work it out. You may not see it now, but God's going to work His plan. And all of a sudden we see Moses standing in front of Pharaoh saying, let my people go. Hallelujah. This baby that was supposed to be thrown in the river, God had a plan. I'm amazed by that story. And Moses' own mother raised him and raised him up to be a deliverer of God's people. I'm telling you, God. Come here, brother. God's got a plan. Lift your hands. I'm telling you, God has heard your prayer. When you were all alone in the midnight hour, even when you woke up and the family was asleep and you called out to God, I got a word for you. God says He's heard your prayers and the answer's on the way. He's working His plan. Get ready to see it in a few days. Somebody ought to praise Him. Somebody ought to bless the Lord. Woo! Oh. Oh.
Hallelujah. Somebody lift your hands right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of you need to hear this. You don't know how. You know it's going to take a miracle. You just need to trust God. Put your faith in Him. He's got a plan. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Holy Ghost, have your way. God's got a plan. God's got a plan. Somebody help me. I feel Him in this place. She went and got Moses' own mother to raise him. Why? Because God had a plan. God had a plan. And I'm telling you, when God's got a plan, hallelujah, He'll work it out. All we got to do is line ourselves up. Hallelujah. Say, God, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. And watch it. I'm telling you, Brother Chris, in the name of Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost. It's not going to be but a few days. You're going to see the hand of God doing something you've needed Him to do. God's got a plan. Come on, lift your hands right now and just praise Him. Come on, just praise Him right now. Would you just thank Him in the house of God? Hallelujah. Soraba sandele boko shete de bakata. When I think about God's plan, I went to Genesis chapter 37 to a boy, a small boy by the name of Joseph. And the Bible said that he was the father's youngest son, and he loved him more than the others. And one day Joseph started dreaming, but God had a plan. See, sometimes when we think that when we're going through the fire, God has forgotten about me. He's not worked, but it just might be that He's working the most. You know, I'm afraid a lot of times we pray, Pastor Eddie, and we say, God, anoint me. Oh, God, use me. Oh, God, here's a good one. Oh, God, mold me and make me. And when God starts anointing us, and when He starts molding us, you know what we do? I rebuke you, devil. That don't feel good. I rebuke you, devil. Come on, somebody. We start rebuking the devil for God answering the prayer that we prayed. God, use me, anoint me, hallelujah. If you pray that prayer, get ready, because the devil don't want the plan to come to pass, and you're going to go through some heartache and pain probably. I know we don't like to hear that, because in the modern church, you know, it's, you know, sit on row 4 and seat 1, pay your tithes, God bless you, you're going to be blessed. I don't know if I try to get that big fella up or not. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Joseph starts having dreams. He goes to his brother and he tells him the dream. And they look at Joseph and say, wait a minute, are you going to rule over us? What's your problem, young whippersnapper? You're saying you're going to rule over us? And the Bible said he had another dream. And he went, this time he told his brothers and his father. And this time the Bible said that the father, he got it. He said, there's something special about this boy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Bible said the father got it, but the brothers got worse. Until the Bible said the brothers went out one day. They were out in a far place, and the daddy said, Joseph, go check on your brothers. The Bible said he took off and went out there, and when they saw him coming, they looked and said, here comes the dreamer. Here comes daddy's favorite. Here comes a little dreamer. Let me tell you something. If you want to be used of God, expect the enemy to put a target on your back. I don't know where we've come in this modern age of church that we think, hallelujah, that we're supposed to just live, you know, without any adversity at all. My Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. That's why He said, put on the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. Take the shield of faith. My God, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Why? Because the enemy is going to come. The enemy wants to destroy you. Somebody help me. Woo! Hallelujah. Why do you think God said put on the whole armor? Because you got an enemy that don't like you. You got an enemy that cares nothing for you. So they said, here comes the dreamer. I said, let's kill him. Even though they had it in for him, God had a plan. So the Bible said they took Joseph and they threw him in the pit. You know the story. Bible said they took his coat, put blood on it from a small goat, and sent to the father, said he's been attacked and killed. The Bible said they sold him into slavery, but God had a plan. You can be in some of the worst situations you've ever known, and God still has a plan. He was sold into slavery. Then he was sold to the house of the king. And you know the story. Bible said he got favor. Oh, here we go again. Look out when you pray for the favor of God. Because there's a demon lurking around the corner. The Bible said he got favor with the king, but the king's wife, that old devil, she called him one day and said, hey, Joseph, woo, I like the way you look. You know, I'm the king's wife. I can do a lot for you. Come on in to the bedroom. Let's lie together. Joseph stood up straight. I can see him now. Glory to God. He said, it ain't. But I care nothing about offending you. He said, I will not offend the Lord my God. Well, the people today that says, I don't care what people say. I'm not going to offend the Lord my God. Hallelujah. And the Bible said he took off running. I see him, you know, like Fred Flintstone. He took off running. She reached out and got his coat. Hallelujah. And the devil got so mad. Can I tell you, when the devil's mad, God's got a plan. Woo! She took his coat, and when the king come home, she said, oh, look what I've got. Your little man that you like so much, your little godly man, tried to come in. I got his coat to prove he was here. And the Bible said they threw him into the prison. Glory to God. Some of you may feel like you're in prison tonight. You may feel like you're in a place you can't move. Surely I'm in this place and God's not moving. But I'm telling you, even in the prison, God had a plan for Joseph. Even in the darkest place. Let me tell you something. I go back to Paul. Help me. Tell me when I got to quit. Okay, brother? All you got to do is say, shut it down. I'm gone. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this word is in my spirit. I remember when Paul and Silas, the Bible said they were thrown in prison. Not just the front part, but the inner prison. And they began to pray and sing at midnight. You know what the devil's mistake was? He put them in a place. All they could do was get along with God. Oh yes, it was dark. Oh yes, it was smelly. But he put them in a place they could get along with God. You might be in a place right now. You feel like you're in a dark place. Maybe God has placed you there so you can call on Him. Now, I know there's some exceptions. But when your wallet's full of money and everybody's healthy in your family, the pastor is preaching good to me, hallelujah, I feel good. Just whistling a lot along. But out of nowhere, out of nowhere comes a storm. You don't even see it coming. Maybe you've been praying, but you don't even see it coming. And it sideswipes you and turns everything upside down. What are you going to do? You're going to remember God's got a plan. Even when your boat turns upside down, God's got a plan. Hallelujah. Even when the storm comes and rages and about tears us in apart, God has got, you got to remember, church, if you don't hear nothing I've said, keep your faith in God. God's got a plan. He's going to work it out. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow, but God has got a plan. Bible said he was delivered. Listen, Joseph went to the pit. He went to the palace. He went to the prison. And you know, a lot of Christians I know, while they were sitting there in the prison, would have had this attitude with God. I ain't done nothing wrong. Why am I going through this? Why am I here? Why am I sitting here? Joseph could have had a bad attitude. He could have said, God, why? I've done nothing but serve you and be faithful to you. Why am I sitting here? But you know what the Bible says? If you'll read Genesis chapter 37, it said when they finally, because you know Joseph, he said, he told the baker, if you get out, remember me. Nobody remembered him. Let me tell you something. I found out people will forget about you. Your own family will forget about you. But God will never forget about you. He said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. In the storm, he's thinking about you. He's got a plan. When you don't have an answer and all you can do is throw your hands up, God is thinking about you. And the Bible said they finally come to get him out of prison. And they thought, if anybody had a right, Joseph could have said, I tell you what, it's about time you come got me out of here. I'm sitting in this place. I ain't done a thing wrong. And you know, he was in prison for almost 2 years. And when they come and knocked on the door, hey, Joseph! King wants to see you. Read your Bible. The Bible said he didn't come out cussing and upset and angry. The first words he said when he stepped out the door, he said, blessed be the Lord God of heaven who has seen me in my affliction. Hallelujah. And the Bible said he was promoted and had the favor of God. You say, he might have said, well, back when he was in the pit, God still had a plan. When he was sitting in prison, God still had a plan. Hallelujah. Joseph became the second most powerful man in the most powerful nation. Why? Because God had a plan. I'm going to say it again. Quit trying to figure God out. You can't figure him out. Because to the modern day church, the bless me, the church says you ain't never going to go. It's all good. Oh, God is good, but life ain't always good. He's sitting there. He could have been bitter, but God had a plan. And it's easy for you tonight to say, why am I going? Surely God's not working his plan when I'm going through this pain, when I'm going through this heartache, when I'm going through this situation. I don't know, preacher. I don't know if you understand what I'm going through, because I don't know if God would let me go through what I'm going through if he's working his plan. Joseph could have said that while he was in the pit. He could have said that while he was in the prison. He could have said that while he was sold into slavery. But see, there was something down deep in Joseph. Hallelujah. He knew, whatever I'm going through, God's got a plan. Whatever I'm going through, God's got a plan. I want to take this a little further if you'll let me preach just a little bit more. People today wonder, where is God in all this mess that's going on? And I'm amazed that Christians call themselves Christians that are fearful, hopeless. Oh, help me somebody. They're fearful. They're hopeless. They're depressed. They're confounded. You say, are you going to get in on this COVID stuff? No, I'm talking about the God end of it. Hallelujah. And these so-called Christians, they call them, they got fear. They're tore up with fear. They're depressed. What are we going to do? The government shut down. Everybody shut down. It's all over the world. COVID, this, that, the other. What are we going to do? God has got a plan. Woo! And I want to lift your faith just a minute and tell you about that plan. Because my Bible said when the fullness of time had come, God sent His Son. Woo! God sent His Son to be born of a virgin. Oh, Brother Jeff, why do we? Oh, we're going to get another round of stimulus checks. I don't know, but God's got more than the government does. I said God owns it all. He's got the cattle on a thousand hills. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Don't you start trusting God instead of this world system. What are we going to do if Joe Biden wins? Oh God, we're all going to hell. God's got a plan. If you think God for a minute, sitting up in heaven, thinking, oh, I hope Trump wins. Or I hope Biden wins. I hope. If you think for 1 minute, well, my Bible said God moves the king, sets him up, and puts him down. Hallelujah. What are we going to do, Brother Jeff? If Biden wins and this socialism and these root... I was going to say rooting. That's looting and rioting the same way. And this looting and rioting and they... What are we going to do? God's got a plan. Hey. What are we going to do if Trump wins? And this city's burned, and this is that. My God, quit worrying about it. I feel the Holy Ghost. God's got a plan. And you know what that plan is? Be ready. For in an hour that you think not, the Son of Man is coming. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what God's plan is. It's not to get you another stimulus check. He's not worried about Biden or Trump coming. He said, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming again. The Lord's... Somebody help me. Jesus is coming again. Hallelujah. Is anybody looking forward to seeing Jesus? Acts 1 and 11. which also said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing up into the heavens? For this same Jesus, He's not sending Moses. He's not sending Elijah. He's not sending Jeremiah. But the angel said this. The same Jesus that was taken from you shall come again in like manner. And I've come to tell you, He's not coming back as a baby. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming back as King Jesus." Somebody on a... Come on, just lift your hands. Hallelujah. Who's in the White House has not affected God one bit, because He's always had a plan. And when Jesus comes back, glory, hallelujah, what a day. I'm going to say it again. You've heard it before. He's not coming back as a babe in a manger. He's not coming back as a broken man on a cross. The Bible says when He comes back, He's going to set one foot on Mount Olive and one on the other. It's going to split in half. And He's going to set up His kingdom to rule forever and forever. Somebody help me. Listen to me, children of God. Don't you get discouraged about everything going on. In the midst of it all, put your faith in God. God's got a plan. If you're sitting here tonight and you're wondering how God's going to work it out, I know He can, but I don't know. I'm telling you, God has a plan for you. Stand with me all over the house. I'm telling you, God's got a plan. I'm telling you, God's got a plan. If you're watching this on Facebook, just maybe you're in a place that you don't even feel like coming to church. We don't hold that against you. We've been there before. I don't feel like coming and lifting my hands. My situation is so dire. I've come with a word from God tonight. God has a plan. If you leave discouraged tonight, still downtrodden, wondering where God's at and what God's doing, it's your own fault. If you'll hear what thus saith the Lord tonight, if you'll hear the word that the Spirit, amen, has spoken, He's telling you, I've got a plan. Don't you fret and don't you worry. Don't you get fearful. I've got a plan. I'm going to work it out. Metebo ruka shatabaka. Sister, right here, sister. Come here, let me pray for you. You, come on. Come on, lift your hands and praise Him. Some of you need to say, God, I surrender to it. It may not feel good. It may not, God, I know you got a plan. Lift your hand, sister. Glory to God, I feel the Holy Ghost. In the night. In the name, my God, I feel the presence of God in this place. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost of heaven. Brother David, come here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you what I feel the Holy Ghost saying. God's going to give you strength. God's about to undergird you. Let me tell you what I see in the Spirit. It's almost as if God took 2x4s and put one on each side of your leg and wrapped her up, and it becomes strength to you. I tell you, get ready for an outpouring of the strength and the power of God. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, somebody help me. Come here. Both of you, come here. With the Holy Ghost. There's been questions. And the Lord says, I've heard every question. There's been wondering, and God says, when you wondered, I was right there. But I believe this is what the Spirit of God is saying. Now is the time. Because through it all, God's been working His plan. And I believe the Lord says to prepare. I feel the Holy Ghost. To get ready. God's about to put His hand on you. I believe doors are going to open you ain't never thought about. I believe areas are going to matashe now. My God, let the power of the Holy Ghost. I feel God. My God, somebody help me. I feel God in this house. Some of you ladies, come here, lift your hand. Listen to what the Lord, I believe the Lord is saying. I know the struggle has been real. I feel the Holy Ghost. Golly, I just feel God's presence. God says, I know the struggle. Because I've been right there when I heard you praying. I've seen your tears. I've seen you fall to your knees and cry out to me. God says your prayers haven't gone unheard. I've been working my God, I feel Him. I've been working my plan. And I believe God says, get ready. In the next 7 days, you're going to see the power and the hand of a shadow. My God, somebody ought to pray. Somebody ought to praise Him. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the presence of God. God's got a plan. If you're in this house tonight and you say, Brother Jeff, I just want to be able to surrender to God's plan, I want you to come right now and I want to pray for you. I just want to agree my faith with yours. The Bible said, where two agree, touch it, it shall be done. If you want prayer, come right now. Let God touch you. Come on, come on. Don't wait. Don't wait for your neighbor to move. Come on right now. Sister Penny, can you come up here for just a minute? I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. I tell you, I feel Him in this place. I feel Him tonight like I haven't felt Him in a long time. Come here, Pastor. Take her hand. Let me pray for you. God says, I believe this is what the Lord, I've seen the matters of the heart. Those things that you haven't been able to talk about to anybody else. And I tell you, I give both of y'all a word from God tonight. as well as I know my own name. Your latter days will be greater than the former. For God says, I'm giving you a fresh touch, a fresh anointing, a fresh vision, a fresh power, and I'm pouring in my touch in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody ought to praise Him. Somebody ought to bless the Lord. I just feel like stepping on the devil one time. I feel like putting my foot on the neck of the enemy tonight. I tell you, First Pentecostal Church of Villarica, get ready. You're going to see God do some things that you've been praying for and this pastor has been hungry in the heart for. You're going to begin to see, because I believe now is the time. Today is the hour. God has a plan. Anybody here been diagnosed with cancer? I want you to come and pray right now. I want to pray for you right now, if that's you. Not that you know somebody, but if it's you, in any form or any fashion, I want to pray for you right now. Lift your hands for me. Say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Christ, the Son of God, touch her, God. Go through her bloodstream. Cleanse it. Every muscle, every fiber, in the name of Jesus. Somebody praise Him. I'm telling you, the presence of God is here. I feel God like I haven't felt Him in a long time. He's here. And when He shows up, He don't show up for nothing. He comes to do something for us. You too. Come here. Let me pray for y'all. Hallelujah. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, when I walked by y'all, here's what I heard the Spirit of God say: new direction is coming. I don't know if you've been praying about something, asking God for different direction. A ministry is what I'm talking about. Something that's going to touch lives. I don't know what it is, but I believe God said new direction is coming. And God's going to reveal that thing. Matter of fact, I believe the Lord's going to start giving you dreams. God's going to show you in dreams, Brother Billy. Hallelujah. And you're going to speak it to her, and she's going to confirm. She said, you know what? She's going to say, you know what? And when this thing comes to pass, just know that He's God. He's got a plan. We don't understand how real God wants to be in our lives. He wants to be a part of every decision and every integral part. We don't get that sometimes. Lift your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. I can only agree together my faith with theirs. But God, I believe they're going to see it. In just a few days hence, God, You're going to begin to speak. You're going to begin to work in the name of Jesus. Anybody else want prayer tonight for anything? You want prayer for anything? Come right now and we'll agree together with you. Anybody for anything tonight? Come right now while the Spirit of God is moving, while the Holy Ghost is speaking. Somebody
Glory to God. Whatever is over your head is under his feet. You may feel like you're drowning, brother, but you know why you haven't drowned yet? Because God has had a hold to you. He's had a plan all along. And tonight, strength from heaven, power from heaven, the power that was sent on the day of Pentecost is going to fill every part of your body in the name of the Yotu. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I feel revival, folks. I feel revival. I feel God is doing something that man can't do, only He can do. Anybody else want prayer for anything? Come on, my brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And here's what I'm about to tell you that I believe the Spirit of God is saying. Now, when God brings you out, Holy Ghost, when God moves and brings you out and brings you into a land of plenty, a land of blessing and power, here's what I believe God is saying. Don't forget to give Him the glory. Don't forget to give Him the glory. As I tell you, you say, listen, because even in during this time, God's had you. He's been working His plan. And the whole time, amen, God has wanted you to have the faith to say, yes, Lord, I believe. I know what I'm going through, but I believe. Lift your hands, Father. I feel God. I feel Him. I can almost feel His tangible presence in this place. You're going to be changed in the next few days. You're going to see some things change. You're going to feel different. Mato Rikataha in the name. Oh yes, that's Him. That's Him. That's Him. Sometimes He comes in the tornado. Sometimes in the hurricane. But sometimes in that still, small voice. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible said all things are possible to him that believes. And I believe and you believe. That's all that matters. We're to agree. What's your name? Gabe, Gabriel, and Jefferson are believing together. And you know what happens in the spiritual realm? God said, when you two of y'all get together and you agree on something, I'll do it. And brother, my faith is as high as it's ever been. I sense it's yours is too. Lift your hands, Gabe, because God's not only going to touch a mother, He's about to touch you with Mato Ratabahai. God, touch His mother right now. Let that foot be made whole and let the power of the Most High.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name.
Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else need prayer?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, can we just lift our hands? Come on, my brother. That's all right. Come on. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. That ain't nothing but the devil, son. Only the devil would tell you you're not worthy to pray. You hear this, preacher? Only the enemy of your soul will tell you you're not worthy. Let me tell you something. Even if we were not, we were made worthy by the blood of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Son, you don't have to do something good to be worthy. His blood makes you worthy. I want you to pray right now. First of all, I want you to rebuke the devil. I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, I pray for my aunt. God, let the power. In the name of Jesus. That's the biggest lie of the devil. You're not worthy. You're not worthy. No, I'm not, but I've been made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Can all of us just lift our hands one more time and give Him praise? Say, I love You, Lord. I praise You, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen to me, and I'm going to give it back to Pastor. Again, I thank Him. God first and Him for this opportunity to come and preach to you guys.
Thank you, Lord.
But I want you to hear the word of the Lord. God's got a plan.
Yes, hallelujah.
You may not see it. You may have been waiting on it to come to fruition for years, but God has a plan. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. If I can, let me take 1 minute and share this story, and then I'm going to give it back to Pastor. There was a preacher out of the Midwest that lived out away from everything that was discouraged. It's a true story. He was discouraged and distraught that he felt like he had failed God, and he felt like that he ought to just give up. He just didn't have it no more. And out in that town where they lived, there was a little store, just like a little Coca-Cola store. Go get Coke Packers. And there was a bench that sat out in front of it. And one day that preacher said to himself, he said, I'm going to go get something. Just go get me a Coke and sit at the store and just... And he went and got a Coca-Cola, sitting out on the front of that old store on that bench. And while all that was happening, there was a man about 10 miles away. And he was in prayer. And God spoke to him. He said, go to the store. And he kept saying, I don't know if this is God or not. Go to the store. What, you know? Finally, he gave in. And after he heard it several times, he went to the store. And when he pulled up, he saw that preacher sitting there with a despondent look on his face. He got out of his car and walked over, sat down beside him on that little bench. And the Holy Ghost spoke to him. That preacher didn't know him. He didn't know that preacher. But God moved on him, and he looked over at that preacher, and here's what he said. I don't know who you are or what you're going through, but God sent me here to tell you He's thinking about you. I'm telling you, God knows where you're at. God knows what you're going through, and He's got a plan. And I'm thankful tonight He's thinking about me. He's thinking about you. Say it with me one time. God has a plan. Would you give Him praise one more time?
Come on, give the Lord a great hand of praise. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Lord. I love God, don't you? I love it when God's people come together. What a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this night. Thank you for coming. Brother Jeff, thank you for obeying the Lord and letting God use you in such a way. We're so appreciative. Amen. Just have been blessed. Amen. And I truly believe every single person here, God has a plan for you. You know, and He was so right. Sometimes we don't understand it. We don't understand it. But if we'll just learn to put our faith and trust in God, He'll make a way. Amen. One more hand clap for Jesus. Amen. Please let all of our visitors know how welcome they are and how glad they came to worship with the Lord and with us tonight. And let Brother Jeff know what a blessing he was. Can we bow our heads in prayer? And with this prayer, we'll be dismissed. May God be with you and bless you throughout this week. Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your anointing, for your blessing. God, for the man of God who stood tonight, God, and declared what thus saith the Lord. Father, may we take it to heart and know for a certainty, God, that you have a plan for each and every one of us here, God. And we may not always see it. We may not always understand it. But God, help us to believe it and help us to claim it. Father, I pray for those who came forward tonight, God, that you would strengthen them, God, and prepare them, Lord, for whatever comes against us. Father, I pray, Lord, that there'll be revival break out not only in Villarreca, but all over this nation. Father, I pray for those sick in the hospitals tonight, those in the nursing homes. Strengthen them, bless them, and heal them. Now, God, pray for protection from this special people that were here tonight. In Jesus' name, we ask these blessings. Amen and amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Fellowship.
Break every chain.
Again, let our vision
break every chain.